This podcast episode contains some material that many people might not be comfortable hearing. We will be discussing sexual assault allegations, racism, homophobia, transphobia, and many other things that many viewers may not be comfortable. So please, viewer discretion is advised, and please do not send hate to the people that we have spoken about. Thank you and have a great day, and enjoy the podcast episode. Welcome to Gen Z Plugged, a podcast brought to you by Generation Connected. And Generation Connected is an organization that provides free tutoring while also using our platform to amplify young voices through art, writing, and social media. So follow us on @generationconnected.edu. So our podcast host today for today is Sian and Nate. Nate, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nate. My Instagram is @nate.fuente, and I am the head of social media coordination for Generation Connected.
And I am Zian. My Instagram is @zianmarie. I am the founder. And what's today's episode about, Nate?
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture. So cancel culture is such a big thing in, like, what do you call this, in our generation. And I just feel like this is such, like, a good topic to talk about, especially for, like, you know, like, just something that, like, young people should talk about, just because of the fact that, like, I feel like sometimes, like, cancel culture can, like, borderline, like, cyberbullying. But what are your thoughts on cancel culture, Nate?
I'm so sorry. Okay. Cancel culture is basically, like, I think it's kind of, like, unproductive and, like, counterintuitive. Because it kind of just, like, it's like, oh, this person's bad and doesn't do anything about it. Pretty much. Like, for a few days people care and then they stop caring.
Definitely. I don't know, like, my friend told me, like, the origins of it was supposed to be, like, you know, to boycott, like, you know, like, people in power who, like, just, you know, like, use their position to, like, I don't know, like, abuse. And actually, I'm just gonna read, like, the dictionary.com, what do you call this definition of cancel culture? Because, surprisingly, dictionary.com has a pop culture dictionary. And so, what does cancel culture mean? Cancel culture refers to the popular practice of withdrawing support for, parentheses, canceling public figures and companies after they have done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. Cancel culture is generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming. Period. cancel culture. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Everyone in quarantine has been canceled.
Like, everyone. Like, people I didn't even think would be canceled.
I know. But let me see. Apparently, like, canceling spread as a term and phenomenon in the public consciousness with the hashtag MeToo movement, as public figures from Harvey Weinstein to Matt Lauer to Louis C.K. and R. Kelly were getting canceled due to credible allegations of sexual violence in their past. And other figures were getting canceled for past racist and anti-LGBTQ terms, such as Shane Gillis and Kevin Hart, respectively. So, like, I can understand, like, these things, you know? Like, I feel like everyone agrees that, like, sexual assault allegations, racism, and just overall being a terrible human being, like, that's something you cancel someone over. But, like, in a lot of... Oh, yeah, you're saying?
No, my whole, like, audio just went off weird. Ignore me.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, basically, like, cancel culture, I felt like it was productive, like, in its, like, early stages. Like, in the beginning when it started to, like, become a thing, like, we started defining it as cancel culture. But I feel like, you know, things like pulling up someone's like receipts from when they were teenagers is kind of a bit too extreme. I don't know. What do you think?
I kind of have to agree that there, because like I know when I was like like 9, I was dumb and I said weird offensive things. And I'm sure everyone has. I don't think that's, I mean, now, like, mm-hmm. teenagers now, like, we know, like, right from wrong because we see it so much, like, mm-hmm. like, hey, don't say the N-word. And we're like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. While, like, back then people were like, I don't understand. Like in 2013, mm-hmm. like, that was, like, the height of, like, Shane Dawson's fame.
Definitely, yeah.
And his content was so, like, awful. Like, to today's standards, like, terrible. Like, I look back and I watch them, like, as opposed from when I was, like, 9 and watching mm-hmm. him. And then, like, now and watching him, I'm like, oh, geez, this is not okay. But, like, when I was little, it was funny. Because we didn't understand, like, mm-hmm. the issues with it.
Definitely. I don't know, like, I was, like, I don't know, like, 2 weeks ago, I was looking into, like, the whole drama with, like, Shane Dawson and, like, gosh, like, a lot of things getting revealed, but one of them was, like, the whole thing about, like, you know, like, those very, very, like, questionable jokes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
About children, and that one video of him and, like, his girlfriend, like, ex-girlfriend, I was just, like,
that's messed up. Like, all of those things are so messed up. And, like, we obviously need to, like, focus on that and, like, hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. But the way that we're doing it now with cancel culture is just not good enough.
I guess so. And, like, I don't know how to say this, but, like, I understand, like, what do you call this? If a teenager says something stupid, right? But Shane Dawson was, like, an adult. So
yeah, he was like 23, 24.
It's kind of like they're an adult and they should really like just know better. Like I feel like it's different when like a, I don't know, a teenager says something like really stupid, but if like an adult says something like I don't know, like messed up, like around like what he said before, because I don't want to like bring it in here,
yeah,
I feel like it's a bit too much, but like, you know, like, the things he said is really questionable, and I don't know, like, what are some of the updates, like, on it, like, if you had an idea?
Honestly, I haven't been keeping up with the Shane Dawson drama, because, like, mm-hmm. when I was, like, I've been watching Shane since, like, 2012,
mm-hmm.
so, like, when all of this recent stuff came out, and, like, I was really showed, like, how, like, awful everything he used to do was, mm-hmm. I was just completely, like, upset, and I just like just blocked everything out of my mind.
I know. And what do you call this, there's also this whole thing about Jeffree Star as well, like I don't know, like he's had like racist past, and sure. like this whole thing about like him like playing strings in like the YouTube community, like I guess they're allegations, but at the same time it's still like kind of messed up. Like, those are the things that I feel like, yeah, like, you should, like, cancel someone for. But at the same time, like, there are still people, like, they're still, like, they still have a platform anyways. So, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's, like, I don't even know what much, like us as, like, viewers and fans and, like, younger people can do mm-hmm. to, like, properly hold people accountable. Because all we can do is say, they're bad, and they'll still have fans, they'll still have a huge platform, like, people are still buying from Jeffree Star's makeup line, and people are probably still buying, like, Shane Dawson's merch and stuff, and same with other people.
Definitely, and I mean, like, you know, like, the recent thing I've been watching is just this whole Tony Lopez thing where he's, like, a grown man who literally is, like, was texting, like, underage girls. And that, like, that's really problematic. And then there's this whole thing, like, you set up with the whole Benji Kroll, JJ thing. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, what is it? Like,
Benji and JJ were basically like accused of grooming a minor. The minor came out on like a personal, an anonymous account and was talking about their experiences with them and how like they were like because the anonymous person was like 15 when this was all happening. Okay. And JJ, I believe, like recently turned 18 and Benji is 19. And even though like some of it might have happened, I'm honestly not too sure about JJ's age, but even though some of it might have happened when like JJ was still a minor, it's still wrong morally to like, and I was like, no, maybe you're alone. Because like it was like finally having some like decent like representation for like LGBT people.
Yeah.
And then what was that?
I have no clue. this audio is just going to be woo. Oh, it's okay. But yeah, you were saying about representation?
Yeah, like they're like a gay couple. And like they weren't like super like fetishized or anything, and like they were just like properly just
like in
wholesome. And then they turned out to be pedophiles, and it's like, damn it, we can't have anything.
I know. And like I feel like that type of like thing with influencers is exactly like how people in power like use like their influence or something like to really like I guess abuse or maybe like just groom like their own fans. Like I feel like there has been many instances of this, like, during, like, the YouTube era. Like, I'm not even sure. I felt like I remember that a story about someone who was groomed by, like, a YouTuber. But I feel like it has been, like, happening from before. But, like, you know, you've also watched, like, YouTubers from, like, you know, the 2013-2014 era. VidCon.
Oh, my God, VidCon.
VidCon, Florida. Wait, which Playlist Live?
Playlist Live. Yeah, I went there multiple times, and there was always like these huge problems with like influencers like trying to get with these younger people that are at these conventions, and like it was always like a big controversy.
It's now TikTokers.
It's now TikTokers.
TikTokers.
I'm pretty sure, like, during, like, the whole, like, when YouTube was, like, really, like, super big. It still is, but, like, when it was, like, huge.
Yeah.
There was multiple cases of YouTubers grooming children. Like, the whole Nisseon drama.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started with that man. Like, that, I don't know, but that man is just... That Nisseon drama, like, I followed before, and I was like, why is he still here?
Because he's extremely manipulative.
I don't know, but, like, that whole Nisseon, like, that's actually the prime example of, like, what I was talking about with the whole YouTubers, like, just getting with their fans, you know what I mean? It's odd. It's odd. It's abusive.
Definitely. I don't know. And I think that's, like, one of the only times that cancel culture has really like worked well, because he doesn't post on YouTube anymore. He barely does, and he gets almost no views compared to his subscriber count, and he started an OnlyFans.
I'm not sure what to say except nope. No, thank you.
And like all like the women who came out about him and his husband, like it's insane. That whole situation was crazy. And then there's there's like Sam Pepper.
Sam Pepper. Oh my goodness. Yes. That's the one I was thinking about with the whole thing. Oh, Sam Pepper.
I'm pretty sure he still has a platform on TikTok.
He still has a platform?
I'm pretty sure. Because I remember like at least like a year ago, I saw like a post of his and I was like, why is he still posting?
I really don't know. But, like, I did notice that, like, some people, like, when I ask for people's opinion, that's, I think, the common consensus that I feel like it's not working in some cases. Like, I don't know. And I guess we'll get into that later. But, like, how should people hold themselves accountable? What do you think?
I honestly don't know.
Like, the deed has been done, so you can't undo
it. They can't take it back. I feel like when it comes to, like past issues, like, when it comes to, like, saying the wrong things when you were, like, a teenager and people were bringing it back. Because I remember, like, with Billie Eilish, people were trying to cancel Billie Eilish because she said a slur against trans people when she was, like, 9 years old on Twitter. Mm-hmm. She was nine.
I mean, okay, I feel like everyone who's listening to this podcast has said something questionable when they were younger. Like,
for sure.
Everyone in this, like, whoever is listening right now, you've said something questionable. Like, you know, don't deny it, but, you know, all of us, like, has, like, grow up, you know? That's part of, like, I feel like part of the human experience is making mistakes. You know, you can't really, like, become a better person if, like, I guess you never made a mistake. But, yeah. You know, like, things like, you know, sexual assault is not, like, a mistake. That's not a mistake.
No, like, even if you're, like, a teenager and that happens, you have to be held accountable. There's no way to, like, not be held accountable for that. Like, you just have to be, like, honestly, I don't think you should even, like, say anything. I think just delete all your social media, just get off and just hand yourself in.
Exactly.
At that point, like, you just can't recover from that. You just can't.
But what about, like, you know, like, things like racist, like racist jokes and, like, I don't know, like, you know, like those dark humor jokes, like, What do you think about those? Like, when like, someone has said those, like, what do you think?
I mean, it honestly depends on, like, the context and, like, mm-hmm. because, like, let's say, like, they're just truly ignorant and they can't see what was the issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they wanted to apologize, they would be like, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for informing me that this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I learned from this experience and I will never do it again. Those type of apologies. But if they knowingly make those mm-hmm. jokes knowing how bad it is, mm-hmm. like rape jokes, that's not okay.
Yeah, definitely. And especially, like, I just feel like if you are, like, a public figure, like an influencer, you should be mindful of what you say, right? Because, like, I feel like it's very different when you're talking to someone, like a friend, right? And you're just, like, messing around, like, that's different. But if you're, like, an influencer and you have, like, a platform, you know, I feel like, you know, you should make a conscious effort to, like, watch what you say, if that makes sense.
For sure.
And what do you call this? Oh my goodness, my train of thoughts is, like, ooh, because there's so much to cover with cancel culture. And, like, it's just, like, it's good that a lot of people, like, you know, the bad, like, things that, like, have people, like, try to, like, sweep under the rug is just coming out to light. But I don't know, like, I feel like sometimes, like, there are times when, you know, someone may have said something, like, very ignorant or has made a mistake on, like, you know, like, just made a mistake. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, like, you shouldn't really cancel someone for it.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I don't know. You know, like, actually having, like, a product, like, for example, like, I feel like there's two things that people, like, think of cancel culture, like, cyberbullying, and then there's the part where you kind of, like, hold someone accountable. But, like, I don't know, like, cyberbullying is another thing, but I feel like with cancel culture has become, like, a very big thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, really recently, like, a video of, like, mm-hmm. Charli D'Amelio, like, got leaked that, like, she was vaping.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's going crazy about it, like, spamming her comments, like, mm-hmm. like, DMing her parents and stuff. And I think it's really gross because she's a teenager. She's 15. Or she was 15 at the time of the video. She's 16 now.
Mm-hmm.
People make stupid mistakes.
I know. And then there's these whole, like, there's this just, like, whole thing of, I don't know, like, I just watched, like, a video prior to this, prior to this thing, and it's just about, like, Dixie D'Amelio, like, apparently someone was, like, saying that she was faking a seizure, which is false. Like, she actually was, like, going through anxiety and she couldn't go back to school. Like, you know, that's, I feel like, that's, a, that, I feel like that's just downright, like, mean, you know? Like,
for sure.
I feel like the D'Amelios get a lot of, like, hate for no reason at all. Like,
absolutely.
And then you see, like, these, like, you know, male TikTokers who aren't held accountable.
Yeah, like Lil Huddy and Tony Lopez, and like I think those are the only two that are coming to mind, honestly. But like they, Mattia or something, like
Mattia,
he has made so many racist remarks, and he like said like, and he says the F slur a lot.
Oh, and my goodness.
So, like, people don't care about them. They will always prefer to harass these women who make mistakes, or they are just simply, like, just people are misunderstanding, like, what they're doing to these men who are actually doing stuff wrong.
I know. And, I mean, I guess it's good to, like, bring attention to light, like, issues, like, with, like, Daniel Kahn, like, with his mom, with her mom. Like, I don't know if you've, like, heard this whole thing. And I'm just like, wow, she's, well, allegedly 14. Like, I don't even know the truth anymore. But it's, like, that is something that I'm just, like, we're canceling these people, but, like, for some reason, I feel like nothing is really happening. They're still making TikTok videos. They're still in YouTube doing their makeup hauls. So, like, I don't know. Is it productive? I don't know.
It's honestly not, because people will... I don't know where my train of thought just went.
I guess it's, like... I guess I'm talking about, like, the context, like, in the 2020 context, like, just the recent context, you know, because I felt like it has done something, you know, like, for example, the whole allegations about Bill Cosby, like, just the whole sexual allegations, like, in 2018-ish, I don't know, like, there was a lot, and those, like, that has done something, but in the context of, like, 2020, has it really done something for, like, these TikTokers that may be doing something shady, you know, or YouTubers who've done something shady?
Honestly, nothing's really happened to these creators who have done, like, legitimately wrong things, like Shane Dawson and all these people. They're just, no one cares. They're just like, oh yeah, they're bad people. And like with Jeffree Star, they're like, yeah, but his makeup's so good.
Oh my gosh.
There's other brands. You don't have to focus on Jeffree Star.
I know. There's actually, honestly, like, you know, like, businesses that are just, like, smaller and, like, you know, like, good. But why him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, YouTubers, too. This whole Ellen DeGeneres thing, too.
Isn't Ellen getting canceled? I mean, like, she's canceled. I mean, her show.
Her show? I think so. But, like, come on. Like, I was just looking through, like, the articles, right? And it says here that there was a Black woman who used to work on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And, like, she experienced racist comments, actions, and microaggressions during her year and a half as an employee. So, apparently, a senior-level producer told her and another Black employee, oh, wow, you both have box braids. I hope we don't get you confused. And then at a work party, she said, one of the main writers told her, I'm sorry, I only know the names of the white people who work here. And other co-workers awkwardly laughed it off instead of coming to her defense. So... wow, the work culture in this show is...
awful.
Awful.
Very, like, whitewashed.
And, like, I have seen, like, some of her, her interviews. And honestly, like, she sometimes can come off really, like, passive-aggressive. Actually, I looked up, like, a timeline, and this has been happening since March 20th.
Yeah, no, since the beginning of quarantine, people have been calling Ellen out, especially because, like, of her treatment towards workers, like, during lockdown.
I mean, like, I still see her show being, like, well, the last time I checked, like, I guess last week, I still see her show up and running.
Like, she's, like, she genuinely seems, like, not a good person. And, like, it's been, like, I was reading that, like, for years, like, people were talking about, like, how she's not a nice person. Mm-hmm. And while not being a nice person doesn't excuse, like, mm-hmm. having your show canceled, because, you know what, there are bad people in the world, and you gotta deal with that. Like, she just genuinely seems, like, racist.
Like, I guess I was, like, watching a video previously on, like, Ellen DeGeneres, and a lot of people are, like, saying that she seems like the type of person to brag about, like, her good deeds in, like, a dinner party and wear it, like, as a badge. And I feel like if you, like, I feel like if you do a good deed, like, I don't know, why are you bragging about it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, like, I donated to charity. I donated $1,000 to charity, says the millionaire.
Good for you, Ellen. Now, let's talk about your toxic work culture and the things you've said in the past. Actually, let's watch this video on the whole thing with the translator, because I watched when my brother's friend, oh my goodness, like, showed it to me. I was enraged, and it just perpetuates, like, like, this whole privilege of, like, just, okay, let me, whoa, my son, look at that, the folders, what's it called? Ellen DeGeneres translator thing. Okay, where is it? There you go.
Opportunity awaits during the Summer of Speed event at Rick okay. Alfa Romeo.
Thank you.
Alfa Romeo.
And they have me play okay. something called a recorder.
Yeah. They make all of us do that for no reason. All of us have to play that thing that we'll never play again in our lives.
Yes.
Are you good at that?
No.
No. I think you'd be good at everything because you play the ukulele and then now you're playing electric guitar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What else do you want to learn?
Ellen DeGeneres, everyone loves me.
Oh my gosh. Wait, where's the original clip? I'm trying to look for the clip. But wait, let me just...
Ellen, I've tried to watch your show.
Let's see. Let's look for that. Like, I guess it's like... Ah, I hate commentary videos are so funny, but... Okay, it's this part.
Just one question. Just what else does he want?
I'm gonna cry. This is exactly, like, the type of thing. Like, it's like... indirectly saying, go speak English, like,
yeah,
America, go speak English type vibes. And I'm just like, but you know what, something else bothers
me. What you're telling him, but just ask him what I'm saying.
Okay, sorry. You 现在还想学什么?
That was that short.
现在的话我就是学电吉他, 然后再学木吉他, 学 finger style 的木吉他.
So, a finger-style guitar, besides the electric guitar.
A finger-style? What's a finger-style? Oh, acoustic. Well, don't just ask him. Don't look at me and go, I don't know. We're not having a conversation. I'm asking him, what is a finger-style?
Acoustic.
You don't know that. Ask him.
Okay.
Something about that just rubs me the complete wrong way.
I think, I don't know which part was it, but, like, she said something about, oh, are you guys gossiping or something? And I was just like, you know, I've always heard this, like, it's, like, I've seen, like, instances where, like, Asian Americans talk to, like, their parents or something, and, like, someone is just like, are you gossiping about me or something? Like, that just, like, bothers me. This is, like, or even if you, like, speak another language, like, you're just speaking to your parent or, like, someone, like, in another language, and, like, I don't know, I guess someone tells you, are you talking bad about me? You know, that's the type of vibes it this gives me.
It's so, like, insensitive and just, like, odd. I don't know how else to describe that.
I don't know, except, like, I guess, like, this is not the only instance where she's done something problematic in interview, apparently. Like, I don't know, like, her interview with Taylor Swift or something, she made Taylor Swift cry because she started talking about, like, her exes, and then she made Mariah Carey, like, drink, like, you know, like, oh, are you pregnant? Drink this champagne if you're not, or, you know, like, she made her publicly announce her pregnancy on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
And then she had, like, a miscarriage a week later, too.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, like, I was watching this show with pure ignorance. I was like, wow, and, like, you know, before I was like, oh my gosh, she seems like a nice person until, like,
I love Ellen.
Yeah, that like, you see all these revelations, you know, and I guess I was a little younger back then. I'm like, I don't realize these things. I just see her for, like, ah, you know?
Yeah, like, I remember, like, when she did, like, she played, like, Never Have I Ever with, like, One Direction or something, mm-hmm. and she made Harry Styles very uncomfortable. Like, he was just sitting there, like,
Anyways. Yeah, I don't know what to say except, wow. Like, it's things like this I feel like should be canceled, you know? But then again, like, just, I guess cyberbullying someone is not the way to do it. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes so much sense. Like, because I know that, like, with, like, Benji Kroll and, like, JJ, that Benji tried to kill himself after the allegations came out.
Oh, my goodness.
And people were like, yeah, I hope you die. Like, no, I wish that worked. And it's like, listen, no matter how bad of a person someone is, mm-hmm. you can't wish death upon them.
I mean, like, you know, for some reason, like, I feel like, you know, I've seen, like, you know, comments on, like, just cancel culture in general and people canceling and the type, I guess, not the type of people, but, like, yeah, I guess the type of people, like, behind these accounts, and they're just like, you know, don't bully anybody, or, like, they're anti-bully, but then they bully the people that they cancel. So, you know, like, I'm just like, I don't know what to say except, I mean, what Benji did is definitely wrong, you know, like, those,
disgusting, yeah,
it's just disgusting. But, like, if you're, you know, if you're typing away and saying you're go kill yourself, like, I don't know what makes you think that it's correct, you know.
And, like, no one will take you seriously if you're acting like that.
Yes.
Because, yeah, he's a bad person and no one should defend him mm-hmm. for his actions, but like, don't wish death upon someone. If anything, if you really want to hold someone accountable, you'd want them to be alive so they could they'd have to go through yes. the repercussions of what's going on.
Exactly. And, like, wow, this topic is getting, like, super, like, dark. But, you know, I was, like, looking into, like, you know, like, just suicide in general, and one of the things that I, like, came across was the story of Hannah Kimura. I don't know if you know her. Like, she was in the Terrace House and she's a wrestler, right? And in one of the episodes, like, I guess it's called the costume incident, you know, she's Japanese. She apparently, like, you know, like, did something, like, she got angry that someone, like, what do you call this, washed her, like, costume, and she, like, flipped the hat, and then the whole, like, everyone was, like, basically cyberbullying her. And, you know, they were telling her to, like, just end your life, and she was actually, like, she had tweets saying that she was, like, just, wow, like, I'm receiving 100 hate tweets a day after that episode. And, you know, like, around May something, she actually killed herself. Like, she ended her life. So, like, that brings me to the point of this whole, like, cyberbullying thing, you know? Like, you know, it's Terrace House is basically, like, Big Brother, but in, I guess, Japan. And it's supposed to, like, just show, like, the mundane, like, just the everyday lives. But, like, things like cyberbullying is when I'm just, like, when someone tells another person to just, you know, like, that, like, just end your life, and, like, your tweets, and, like, just that is, that's where I'm just like, wow, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I get, like, it like reminds me of like the whole situation with, I forgot what her name was, but she was like a 15 year old. It was like, like, I think it, like it happened like 2000 sometime in like early 2010s. Like, this girl, like, she went to a school and she had sent this person nude photos of her, and then like he spread it, and
Amanda Todd. Yes, yeah. I remember that video. I was like, oh my gosh.
I remember watching that when I was little, and I was like, oh my god. This is awful.
It is awful. And there's, you know, like, other instances of that. And I guess, like, when I guess, like, these things leak out, like, why are you leaking it in the first place? Like, you know, like, when they say, oh, it's your fault for spreading it in the first place, at this point, you're just victim-blaming someone. If that makes sense. You know, like, you should have known better. This is why you educate people to know better when it comes to, like, spreading, like, you know, like, especially when they're young. But just telling someone, like, oh, you're such a, you know, this and that, then, like, are you really holding them accountable, or are you just contributing to cyberbullying at this point?
Yeah, like, it's so bad that, like, I'm thinking of so many instances where, like, people have, like, had their nudes leaked and everyone attacks them. Like, there's this one girl on TikTok, and people were changing their profile pictures to the photos. And, like, it was awful. People like that are just disgusting to me. And even worse than the people who are supposed to be getting canceled.
I know. It's... I don't know what to say except... Like, I feel like the whole thing is... Like, even so, that was, like, in 2010. Like, I feel like now, like... That's still happening now, you know?
Yeah.
And it just baffles me that, like... Things like, you know, like, just telling someone to, like, end their lives, or just telling them awful things, like, wow, I don't know what to say. But, wow, that just became dark.
That got really dark, yeah.
Well, these are topics that we obviously need to be speaking about as young people, because, you know, we're very, like, into social media. We're growing up in the age of social media, so, you know, in correlation to, like, cancel culture, it's, like, this whole internet safety and netiquette. Like, I stumbled upon that word. I was like, netiquette. And I'm like, yes, we should all have etiquette. Because people behind the screens have feelings. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, the things that you might not say in person, you shouldn't also be saying it in the internet, you know?
For sure. Because, like, words are words.
Yeah. And the worst thing is that, like, you know, like, traditional bullying happens, like, in person, right? And, like, for example, for young people, it might be on, like, in school. But cyberbullying, like, it happens, like, at home. And I guess also in school. So it's like, there's no escape from it. But, you know, like, this whole thing is just... I get the intent behind it, right? It's trying to, you know, I get the intent, and I think that we should hold people accountable. You know, like, I feel like that's, like, just everyone can agree upon that, but cyberbullying shouldn't be part of it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that brings me to the next point. And, you know, Dramageddon last year or 2 years ago? When was Dramageddon?
Dramageddon?
Dramageddon, yeah, with the whole James Charles. Yeah, that's Dramageddon.
Like, with Jeffree Star and Taki?
Yes, that's what they said, Dramageddon. That's what it is.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that was a lot.
It was a lot.
Everyone was hating on James. And, like, it came out that Tati lied and Jeffrey, like, manipulated. It came out that Jeffrey manipulated the whole situation this year.
I know. Yeah. I saw it. Like, when it resurfaced, I was like, oh, no, here we go again. Like, I was just like, here we go again. But, you know, on the topic of Dramageddon, I felt like it was appropriate to bring up apology videos and posts. Because these, like, you know, this is, like, I felt like that surfaced, you know, that became popular when Dramageddon happened, this whole thing about much love, oh, I only have love for this. I was just like, God, can you sound even more disingenuous? But what do you think?
Oh my God, the Tati apology video.
But what do you guys, what do you think, like, about apology videos and posts?
I feel like a lot of the time apology videos are used as a way to, like, audience and to think that, like, I'm good, the other bad, or we're both good. I messed up, but I'm innocent.
But it's my mental health.
My mental health, my trauma, my hunger was too, I was too hungry. Sorry that I called you the N-word. I'm just too hungry.
Oh,
like, it's
gosh.
Always stuff like that. That's, like, ridiculous.
I know. And it's, like, for people, you know, like, I guess they also are maybe going through mental health, like, issues and, you know, like, stuff like that. But for people who actually have mental, like, who also experience it, I feel like it's just, you know, like, it paints a bad picture that people with, like, you know, like, mental disorders or something, like, can't hold themselves accountable or will act this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, the apology videos always have the same format. It has, like, a really, like, bland background.
They don't have a makeup on.
No makeup. Like,
Tana Mojo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tana Mojo was also like that. But, I don't know. Like, I guess, you know, it's better to say something than nothing, obviously. But...
Yeah, but there's always, like, mm-hmm. the lies and... the issues with the apology that everyone has, like, with Benji's apology, like, he was, like,
I never read it.
Oh, my God. He was, like, sorry, I didn't say anything. I tried to kill myself, and this isn't the first time. And, like, with, like, that just came off, like, pity me.
Yeah. Honestly, like, yeah, I agree with apology videos and posts that, like, you know, like, you should acknowledge your mistakes, but, here's the thing. The thing that you need to do is you put the people you've hurt at the forefront of your apology, right? Like, you don't start talking, I guess, about yourself, you know, because you're not the one you hurt. Like, the person you hurt is not, like, I guess, yourself. You hurt someone else. Who should you focus the apology on?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, there's always those apologies that, like, deflect or, like,
yes,
are just being,
or
are completely denied. Yeah. Like, the apologies that, like, completely deny stuff always mess me up. Like, Noah Schnapp, like, a video came out of him supposedly saying, like, the N-word multiple times during that one Chris Brown song. And he was like, no, I didn't do that. I was saying neighbor. But you could clearly... You could clearly hear the N-word, and you're just like,
Are you, like, I don't know what to say, so what is that? Like, just don't deny it, just acknowledge it.
Exactly, and, like, I with that specific video, you can hear him say neighbor at first, but then it kind of just, like, dissolves.
Dissolves, oh my goodness. Wow, like, this palm tree behind me is so, like, realistic that I feel like I'm in it. But wait, going back to the topic. for those of you who don't know, we currently have Zoom backgrounds off.
Of course. I have an orange,
and I'm behind the beach because, I don't know, let's pretend like I'm in a vacation while we're talking about cancel culture. But, yeah, you know, it's good to acknowledge your mistakes, but at the same time, if the apology is really just to deflect, gaslight, or just completely deny or just paint someone, like, in a bad way, like, completely, and you blame the actions to another person, now that's unacceptable.
Yeah, like, sorry that I keep going back to, like, the Benji and JJ situation. It's just, like, the most fresh in my mind.
It's fresh in everyone's mind.
Yeah, like, in Benji's apology, it was like, yeah, this happened, but it's all JJ's fault. Like, he did, like, he, like, manipulated me into doing this. Like, I, but that was the only thing I did. And, like, no, like, it was all him. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything. It was basically the whole thing.
And I mean, like, all I have to say is you had a hand in making those decisions. So, like, both of them are at fault here. For That's sure. all I have to say, you know? And I guess, like, did he, like, admit into it, or are these just allegations? Because I'm not really too caught up.
He said that, like, everything that happened was true, except that he was not a part of it, except for one specific part of it, which was, like, them doing stuff on FaceTime with the victim. Mm-hmm. And, like, apparently, like Benji was manipulated into doing it. I don't know.
Honestly, at this point, when I think of apology videos, like, I'm a bit skeptical, you know? Because then they start, like, you know, conjuring up, like, I guess, lies, and, like, with the whole Dramageddon thing, I'm just, like, you know, like, it's, all of it seems disingenuous, you know? Yeah, of course, for sure. You know, like, when someone makes a mistake that could, like, completely, like, you know, is open to, like, a conversation with, like, the people they've hurt, or, you know, just, okay, like, I'm talking about, like, not, like, sexual allegations, because that's different, but I'm talking about, like, you know, they may have said something ignorant, you know what I mean? Like, offensive. They should definitely have, like, an open conversation with the people that they've hurt, you know? If you get what I mean?
Sure.
And, you know, educate themselves with what they've said. And I'm speaking broadly here. Of course, the world is not black and white. It's gray, you know? Not everyone is going to be perfect, and not every situation is going to be, like, you know, two things, like, two sides. So, of course, like, you know, I'm just speaking broadly here, because there might be cases where someone has said something very offensive that's, like what Shane Dawson has done, you know?
Yeah.
But someone might have done something that has unintentionally hurt an audience. Well, that's different, because, like, you know, like, you would just have to, like, be kind of, like, as a person who hurt the audience, kind of address the audience, put their hurt at the forefront of, like, I guess, your apology, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And, like, just, like, if you're not sorry, then there's something wrong with you at that point.
Exactly. So, how can we have, like, a productive conversation? I've seen cases in, like, Twitter. Oh, I love Twitter. Where it's just, like, someone just disagrees with you, I guess, and then it's just canceled. You're canceled. Like, do you think that's productive?
I wouldn't say so, no. I think, like, a productive conversation is more, like, talking about, no. Like, truly just trying to take accountability and not try to excuse it. Because you can't just be like, I was under the influence, I was young. Mm-hmm. You can be like, I was young, but I recognize the fact that mm-hmm. this was wrong of me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for anyone I might have hurt.
Yeah. And just, you know, I guess if you truly have, like, you know, learned from it, you should probably talk to the people that you've, like, hurt and, like, bring up, like, why they were hurt and, like, cite it directly, I guess. Because that means you're listening, right? And I guess, like, to have a productive conversation is just really to have, like, an interpersonal dialogue of just two people who might not agree with each other, right? And then just coming to an understanding of why their points, you know, may be valid on one side or invalid on the other, in their perspective. But I feel like when someone doesn't have the same opinion as you, it shouldn't be something that, like, you know, you cancel someone over for, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that also depends on, like, mm-hmm. what the opinion is or how other person is, like, displaying their opinion, because I know a lot of people don't like certain YouTubers like Calvin mm-hmm. Guerra and that whole group of people, because
Blair White
because mm-hmm. of their because of their opinions, but also because of the way they convey them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Calvin Guerra will harass, like, young trans people.
I've, like, watched some of, like, their content before, and I mean, I've seen instances of that. Oh, and I wanted to say something, because, like, so my brother's friend Manny brought it up. Opinions aren't facts.
Truth. Yeah,
because a lot of the times nowadays I've seen people, like, just state, like, their opinions as facts, and it's really not, you know?
No, for sure, because, like people will, like, say that, like, the Earth is flat. That is not even an opinion. That is just false.
Yeah, that is false. And, like, just, I guess, like, just saying that your opinion is a fact without any backing, it's just problematic, you know? Like,
for sure.
It's problematic within itself. And I feel like a lot of the things in cancel culture is just, like, well, yeah, my opinion is, like, fact, therefore it's this, you know?
And there's also the whole thing with, like, false allegations. That's an issue.
Yes, those are, that's an issue. I feel like, you know, like, we don't want to stray into, like, you know, like, just this, oh my god, what's the word again? Like, just, you know, like, saying that the victims, like, you know, like, claims are false, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's really tough.
Because, like, a lot of the time people will be, like, always believe the victim first, and I agree with that statement, but you also still have to keep an open mind to the other side.
Yeah.
Because not everything's black and white, but, like, I would hope the victim's not lying.
Mm-hmm, like, everyone.
So I would choose to believe the victim, but if there's proof that comes out that the victim is lying, then my mind might change.
Definitely. It's really tough to, like, you know, like, obviously I'm going to side with the victim, you know, but it's also good to have, like, an open mind, I guess, you know, if that makes sense. You know, all of us here agree that, like, you know, you must, like, take these allegations seriously instead of, like, you know, brushing them off, you know, but keeping an open mind is vital. Like, just with anything in general, like, just having an argument, you have to keep an open mind.
For sure.
Ah, wow. This, I didn't expect this podcast to be super,
It got, like, really, like, just so much so quickly.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, it's important to have these conversations, as I had said earlier, because, you know. These are heavy topics, and, you know, we just kind of need to be mindful of the things that we kind of say, we consume, we spread, you know. And we should be also, like, you know, keeping people, like, you know, accountable and in check, you know, but at the same time, you need to find, like, a common ground between accountability and just cyberbullying.
Yeah, because, like, if you just go straight for the, you're a terrible person, I hope you go die, as opposed to the, what are your views on this? Like, what happened? Why did you do this? Mm-hmm. And then the person who was doing something bad, they address it. Like, that needs to happen before you can truly decide, oh, this is bad, this is good.
Definitely. I mean, we all could agree, like, you know, like, I said this earlier, but there's some stuff in, like, you know, like, societies that we just cancel, you know, but I don't know, it's really tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, should we move on to what some of the people have said?
I think so.
Okay. So this segment is called Connecting Young People's Thoughts. So I asked around just a few people about what their opinions were on cancel culture. And these are direct quotes, and all of this is just anonymous, you know, because we want people to express what they feel. We want to bring up different perspectives because, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, opinions aren't facts. So what me and Nate might be saying, you may not agree with. These, like, our opinions, like I said, aren't facts. So the first point someone brings up is, I think cancel culture is definitely not good, especially when they pull something from someone years ago and they've clearly changed to be a better person. Okay? I think you and I have discussed that just, like, earlier.
Yeah, it was a brief topic, but we did, yeah.
Yeah. So, someone says, basically, I don't think it exists. Okay, people love to shout that they're getting quote-unquote canceled over basic accountability. And whenever we try to cancel a celebrity, nothing ever happens to their career and people forget about it in a few weeks. I guess to add to that, I don't think we should be in the practice of canceling, quote-unquote canceling, normal people. Celebrities are different because they're not actually harmed by the things people say about them. They have too much money. But if it's just a regular person or internet personality who said something while they were a child, we shouldn't be trying to ruin their life. Rather, educate them. I'd say it depends on what the charge is, because a lot of wealthy people, especially men, have sexual harassment charges against them, and yet the whole world still chooses to give them a platform. This is a great response.
Truth, yeah.
But I guess, like, I know what they mean by, like, you know, celebrities are different because they're not actually harmed by the things people say about them. Like, most of the time, like, they still have the platform, you know, and they still have money. But, you know, I still think that, yeah, their mental health can be harmed as well.
For sure.
But, you know, like, tangible things like, you know, like, wealth, like, they still have platform. So someone says, oh, this one. Cancel culture lost its meaning when it started being used to go 24/7 after anyone who did anything wrong. It has shifted to a source of social justice to a trend, okay? It used to use as a way for people to expose current acts that were being unseen, but now has been used to take down anyone's career due to what they did years ago. I support cancel culture when it's used to protect victims because the police won't get involved, or when companies are running horrible working conditions, Ellen DeGeneres, but I don't support it when just because someone may have said some questionable things that we discard how those people change and throw them under the bus. Okay. So the general consensus really is, like, you shouldn't be digging in people's, like, past and just
pretty much, yeah,
defining them as that mistake. But then again, like I said, there's different, like, circumstances, you know, like, it's not black and white.
Yeah, different levels to
yeah, that. There's definitely different levels. So we have a couple of more, like, just, you know, a few more responses to go. Cancel culture should not be used to undermine other opponents or be used for personal or any type of gain. So, like, revenge?
Yeah.
Is that what this person means? Well, I've seen that in Dramageddon.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, like, with Tati and James and Jeffrey, like, that whole thing that was, like, used to, like, deplatform him, even though it might have not been completely truthful.
Yeah. I believe that cancel culture is something that internet mobs do when they're angry. Sometimes it's warranted, sometimes it's not. However, I don't believe people screaming on Twitter changes
anything. I think that's my favorite response.
I mean, I guess it doesn't, like, just, you know, screaming on Twitter really doesn't. And just not providing constructive feedback or just something constructive it's just counterintuitive. Like, what are you trying to gain if you're just, like, saying, oh my god, did you, like, you know, just insulting the person, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, you know, fat shaming someone or something like that. That's just not the way to change anything. That's
for
just,
sure, yeah.
That's just, like, taking away from what you're trying to cancel in the first place. So, reflecting on people who have gotten canceled in the past, all it does is bring people down rather than educate them and help them grow as a person. Additionally, many celebrities have been canceled for things that many people do. They are human as well. If one doesn't support a person, simply block them or ignore them or educate them kindly and respectfully on what exactly they did wrong.
I think that's a great point.
This is nuance. And, you know, like, going back to this whole thing about, like, you know, I guess, like, Calvin Gara and, like, Blair White, like, there's, like, their opinion, like, some of the opinion, like, their opinions are just, like, a lot of people disagree with, you know, but I don't know, I felt, I don't know if you caught up with this, but, like, I think Blair White was doxxed at some point.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Okay, that's the thing, too. Doxing someone.
Yeah, that's, like, really not good. That's, like, the opposite of good.
like doxing someone is just, oh my goodness, that's not the right way to go about this.
Like, I remember, like, when everything with George Floyd happened, like, mm-hmm. Sky Jackson was doxing, like young teenagers who were saying the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And that, while saying the N-word is awful, and I do agree that they needed to take accountability and fix their behavior, doxing literal children is not okay.
You know, instead of doxing someone, how about, like, I feel like you should, like, bring this up to, like, the actual institutions that they might be, like, what do you call this, that they're applying to. But at the same time, like, there's this whole thing about institutions not doing anything. But I feel like colleges and universities are definitely, like, looking at this into more because, you know, of the whole Black Lives Matter movement, which is, you know, I think it's good that they're looking into it more.
For sure. Like, they need to have consequences, but potentially, like, getting their family harmed, I think that's where it crosses the line.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it is a highly critical and unnecessary side effect of social media. I do believe people should be held accountable, but I disagree with cancel culture as to how that should play out. Harper's open letter and just as an open debate makes a great point. Definitely we'll try to give that a read, but yeah, holding people accountable. It's quite frankly a double-edged sword of a concept and practice. While the culture, so to speak, revolves around exposing the faults of others and forcing their hand to take responsibility or at the very least come to the realization where not everything will go their way, it also promotes harassment and a validation towards behavior that could be very well led to adverse and extreme consequences. Don't get it confused. This isn't particularly a bad thing, but neither is it good. It is purely circumstantial and can, for better or for worse, get results a lot faster than other methods. Being used so haphazardly allowed it to become a toxic and harmful method.
That read like an AP Lang essay.
You just scored a 6, whoever wrote this. I don't know who wrote this, but you scored a 6.
Rhetorical analysis.
Yes, but, like, look at the like the dashes, too, like the hyphens. Oh, what is this? But, yeah, definitely it is circumstantial and really just depends. But, yeah, accountability. I like this.
Yeah, that was beautifully written.
It's quite frankly a double-edged sword of a concept and a practice. Wow, eloquent, whoever you are. Okay, so cancel culture originally had a righteous intention to expose individuals who have an overwhelmingly amount of social status or institutional power and abuse it to commit crimes while avoiding legal prosecution. Okay, we can agree with that, yes. However, it has gone down the wrong path and has become a culture of instant execution without proper judgment and reasoning. It is used as a tool for condemning others for past mistakes, not for the purpose of growth, but to retaliate or bring down. No, it has done more harm than good to the public.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, so, like, the general responses is basically, you know, it really depends. And it has done more harm than good, I guess.
Definitely.
It's very interesting that these responses, like, kind of echo pretty much, like, the same thing. Like, you know, this whole thing about how it just really depends, which I agree. And, you know, just being mindful of, like, how we cancel people. Wow. What are your thoughts?
It's nice to see, like how much people have thought about these things, because, like, it comforts me a bit more than just, like, people not caring at all.
I know, and really, it is very important that, like, you know, we hold people accountable. We hold organizations, companies, and people in power accountable because, you know, more often than not, they get away with things and nobody does anything. You know, we gotta, like, show the public, like, this is happening, this is the truth. But at the same time, if we're using cancel culture to cancel, like, just simple mistakes, and, you know, well, not everyone might, you know, I feel like with the people you offend, like, you know, some people may be offended, some people may not be offended. It really just depends, but you should still apologize. But, you know, like, it's all circumstantial. And at the same time, telling someone to, like, and their life is just not the thing. And someone, like, the last point I'm going to bring up, which I thought was interesting because I was having a chat with someone, they said that in order to be a social media influencer, you need to grow a thick skin, right? Which, true. But does that excuse, like, you know, cyberbullying? What do you think?
It definitely doesn't, because I like, a lot of people online are like, this is the internet, expect to get made fun of.
Yeah.
But, like, people are just trying to, like, have fun. Like, on TikTok, like, there's these little kids who are just trying to, like, have fun with their fairy videos and their like, fake salon videos, and it's adorable. They're just having fun being kids, and everyone's like, this is so dumb. You guys are just little kids. Get off this app. What are you guys doing? And I find, like, the whole thing, like, so dumb because they're just trying to have fun. When we were little, like, I remember I used to play, like, house with my friends, and, like, it was just fun. We'd play around, and now, like, it's so, like, shamed upon, like, these, like, 10-year-olds trying to have, like, run a fake salon.
I know. Unfortunately, like, people are right. We really can't control the internet, right? But at the same time, like, I think basic respect and decency should still be there, you know? Like, as much as you don't go ahead and go up to someone and say things, you shouldn't be typing things that you wouldn't say to someone in, like, you know, face to face. And I don't know, just let people enjoy the things that they want to enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. This has been, like, a really heavy topic. I was like, oh, cancel culture, it's gonna be, like, fun, but wow.
I mean, it was nice to get your view on all of this.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely nice to, like, hear, like, other people's, like, perspective on this, and, like, you know, keep in mind, like, these people may not have spoken to each other, right? And so it's like, the general consensus really is, it depends, you know? It used to be productive, but now it's not productive. Cyberbullying is just not it. It's not cool. And, you know, like, we still should hold people accountable. So, yeah. Yeah. Any last thoughts?
I was just going to say about how, like, it's really showing how, like, most people will say these things, but then when someone's getting canceled, they'll jump on the bandwagon no matter what, because, like, it's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, peer pressure or something. I don't know. Like, yeah. this whole thing, like, everyone just hops on a trend. You know, someone mentioned that it's, like, becoming a trend, and, like, it is becoming a trend. And, you know, when it becomes a trend, everyone hops on it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, I guess that concludes Gen Z Plugged. So this is our pilot episode, and wow, like, this became, like, a deep topic, but it's really good to bring attention to it because, you know, in quarantine, everyone has been using the internet, you know? We've all been stuck at home doing TikTok dances, YouTube videos, and going to Twitter to tweet about, like, things. And, you know, definitely, you know, we should still continue to hold organizations, companies, people, everyone, like, you know, accountable for things, okay? This is not defending people that just, you know, that has been actually canceled for the things.
We're not defending anyone. We're just saying that there are better ways to go about, telling them they need to be accountable for their actions and giving mm-hmm. them consequences, as opposed to just basically telling them to go die.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that concludes our episode for Gen Z Plugged, and I hope you all have a great day and stay safe, and I guess good luck with school. Any last
follow us on Instagram?
Yes, follow us on Instagram at generationconnectedu, and then what's our TikTok again?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Woo! So woo-hoo. If you need tutoring, if you want to apply to be a staff writer or anything, we have different positions. Go ahead and apply. And thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for another episode.